Blog Talk Radio.
What you gon' do?
Trying to figure out, man. Is consciousness gonna be a thing?
I'm trying to say, who's
I feel like everything has been canceled moving forward, so I have no idea when, what, why, and how any performer is going to make any type of show money during all these closures and shutdown.
Yeah. I feel like it's not a a safe location for anybody to actually perform a show or anything. Or even if there is a safe location, you know what I'm saying, within this quarantine, where? I mean, who's going to come out? Everybody's scared of this virus, man. So who's going to actually
true.
Come out for the show?
Because you might have some, very few, maybe those hardcore dedicated, you know, people. But
All right, what's your favorite artist right now? Jay-Z. So, all right. He got a show right now, Chicago. Tickets selling for $10 a pop. You not going to buy tickets?
I'm going.
Jay-Z?
I'm going. You know I'm going. I'm going.
Don't matter. Virus and all. Fuck
it's going to be. Oh, I'm going. It's going to be fucking virus, and I'm going. Most definitely go.
Yeah. Right. But how many people do you know definitely like that? Like, you got to think about it. Like, actually, right now, this would be the worst time to be. Like, say somebody had just signed their contract.
Right, right.
And most artists get get all of their money back off the show. So,
That's true.
After saying all of that, I do know of a way that people can still do shows, make some money.
Right.
So, I was talking to one of my, we were talking about this this new, I guess, new way or whatever. It's where you basically perform online. So it would be kind of like, I don't know how to say it, but like it would be like a live show, a blog, or I guess, I don't know. I can't really explain it because I haven't really looked into too much details, but right off of the idea, it looks wonderful. So basically like you performing in front of a camera and everybody, all your fans, would tune in for your little show. And then donate if they want to donate. So basically watching the show.
That's a good idea.
So it would basically be, yeah. So basically it'll be like, you know how people in Chicago, like downtown, you know, like you got the drummers. You got people who just, I'm saying, playing music, you know what I'm saying, guitars and stuff on the corner. And they got their little hat down. They got their little bucket, you know what I'm saying, that you put money in. That's basically what that is.
Right.
It's a whole nother alternative. And I think I'm going to get into that, man, because if I get quarantined in the house, man, I'm going to start performing shows.
I feel that.
Bro, I'm going to start doing shows, bro. Like, I swear, I got tons of music. I feel like I'm a decent artist enough to collect at least some money, man. I can make me some burger. I can give me a burger off my show. But in your opinion, what would be something that an artist can do within this quarantine? I mean, why they quarantine? So you know, it's a lot of artists that have they day jobs. Remember, like we told them not to quit their day jobs. It's a lot of people out there with a day job that. And this time, he's getting like paid vacation. So, in your opinion, what are some tips and what do you think some artists should be doing in this time to help them further themselves and their career?
Well, I feel like the social media world, especially the fact that you can, you know, put everything and anything online, since you can't really physically go nowhere. I feel like maybe, you know, you can sit in the comfortability of your home on a you know, your laptop or whatever the case, and then, you know, kind of not perform, but kind of do a little something, you know, for the fans and whatnot. Maybe you can, I haven't really thought too much what somebody could do since, you know, people can't physically go anywhere.
All right, then, I'm an fan. Since you're not an artist, I'm going to rephrase the question.
Okay.
What would an artist do? Like, you a fan of an artist. Say you a fan of, we're going to make up an artist. Marky Mark. I mean, that is an artist, but, like, Marky Mark. You Marky Mark's favorite artist. Or Little Mark, put it like that. Little Mark, the son. You know, Little Mark.
Okay.
You Little Mark's artist. You his fan. He just popped off, and all of this quarantine stuff happened. What can he do to keep you as an artist? I mean, a fan. Okay. Like, what can you do to keep your attention?
Okay, you know
keep your attention?
Like Lil Boosie be doing, the whole Instagram live. Well, like a lot, some of the others do. Like, you know, you always see Soulja Boy on there and Boosie. Like, get on one of the social medias. That will keep me entertained. The shit they do on Instagram live keeps me entertained 24/7.
Because Ari Lennox, she be on live down there 24/7. She be saying some funny shit sometimes, but then, like, he be saying some deep shit too, so I'll be into him.
Right. Yeah, I think that would definitely keep my interest. Unlike them just sitting on their ass, you don't hear nothing, know nothing.
You're right. Let's see. I don't know. Like, I feel like some of these artists to take this time to practice their craft, man. Always do better. I feel like they should pick an artist on the top 100 artists of all time. Pick an artist, and then try to be better than that motherfucker. Every song gotta be, you know what I'm saying, pushed to the limit as if you was in the same booth for him. I used to do that all the time. I listen to a song and then act like I'm in a booth. You know what I'm saying, just pretend in my head I'm in a booth writing against this motherfucker right here. Like, damn, I done heard his first verse. Shit, I'm next. So I gotta figure out, I gotta go hard.
True. I think that works. Like, for example, Lil Wayne. That man's work ethic is crazy. The way, how many times that man spends, the time he spends in the studio, and how much, you know, he crafts his art. As an artist, I definitely have Wayne as my motivation to fucking produce some crazy ass shit, because that man is forever in that damn studio working.
Now you gotta think about it too, though. Like, I think everybody around Lil Wayne circle, I'm saying, always thought Wayne was like, not saying competition, but like motivation, because you gotta see. Like, Tiger went from saying put the lime in the coconut and mixed it all up. He got signed on that.
Right.
Yes, he loved. People don't even remember that. He mixed the lime in the coconut and mixed it all up.
I remember that.
See, like, that's it. If y'all young and y'all don't know what I'm saying, y'all listening to this and y'all know Tiger like we know Tiger, you know what I'm saying? Back when everybody thought his name was Tigger. So go look him up and look up Tiger's first hit song. It was, from what I know, that this is when I got introduced to him. I mean, it was the lime and the coconut, and it was the wackiest song I've ever heard. But everybody fucking fuck with it, and I end up fucking with it too because that shit was catchy. So I mean, it did. So like, he went from that to coming out with some fucking cold ass bars like. Tiger came far, G. Like, I can admit, like, he nice. And this is like everybody around him. Just nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got Drake. You got Nicki. Shit, who else? I mean, who else? Even look,
Gutta.
Hey, whole time, though. Like, motherfuckers don't be listening to Gutta like that. But at the same time, Gutta be saying some shit. He'll say some shit every now and then disappear. No right. album, no mixtape.
Chucky was hot for a while.
They got mixtapes. Chucky.
Chucky had a little minute.
I feel like Chucky was like the mascot of Lil Young Money. He was like the little mascot.
And then maybe Lil Twist came was coming out with some shit, but then, like, I don't know what the fuck happened, and then I don't know what Chucky had now.
I'm not read up on that man.
No, I heard him. I don't even know if he's still rap. I don't even know if he's still on the label. I know Twist is.
I have
he's
no
still
idea.
Rapping with Lil Wayne.
And
Twist
Twist grown as hell. Lil Twist is grown as hell. Lil Twist is 27. I thought he was a little bit younger than that. And we just a little bit old. You know what, I ain't gonna be claiming this old age. I'm about to say he is just small.
He's one of them artists that can get off on, like, I'm a little kid, but he is small.
Yeah.
That's
he
all
probably that got the, you know, the Gary Coleman syndrome and shit.
No, I ain't got no Gary Coleman syndrome. He just small.
No.
Oh, shit, Lil Chucky. Lil Chucky look like the discount Kodak Black now. He is 24.
Oh, so he was the young one. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, he was right. The younger. Lil Chucky. And he is, I don't think, he is still signed to Young Money.
Wow.
I've not heard of him. No, I think he's still signed to Cash Money.
Yeah, you
okay.
He ain't let nobody go.
I'm not letting nobody go.
That's some Suge Knight shit.
What's that?
That's some Suge Knight shit.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speak on Suge Knight. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what Suge Knight is. Suge Knight listening, he said that shit.
Yeah. Somebody will knock on my goddamn door. Yeah, you said something about Suge Knight.
Well, I'll tell you. Suge,
yeah,
look,
like now,
but look, watch his ass come out, man.
Suge, if you listen.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, ain't he locked up? I got to worry about.
Yo, what? But nah, like, I'm about to play some music, bro. We're going to get back to this conversation. We're going to get back to the topic. We kind of got off topic. We're going to get back to the topic.
Yep, sir.
Let's see.
But now my dick is talking about hey. Dropping. Wait, jump into the Chevy.
No,
hit the
Nino.
Man. Boy, get the man. But now my dick is talking about
dropping. Oh.
Wait, jump into the Chevy. Hit the dead boy, get the man.
It's the indigo six low, fuck it, schizo, but I'm lit though. Shorty wanna get low, so I'ma dip low, sip slow on that purple, writing in my journal, getting verbal, rolling that herbal, my herbal remedy, Hennessy with a dope melody, got niggas feeling jealousy, why you hating on my capability, girly feeling me, flirty like Sims, let me hit the tree, can't you see, it's all me, I'm the nigga I was destined to be, she undressing for me, expressing what she, down on her knees, sexually while I'm counting my teeth, check out my C's, flashing them keys, smashing with ease, then out in the breeze, fuck you, you mean, bitch I'm too clean, yeah.
Let it burn, ho, let it burn, ho. Let it burn, ho, let it burn, ho. Like a blunt, that bitch gon' burn slow. Like a blunt, that bitch gon' burn slow. Let it burn, ho, let it burn, ho. Let it burn, nigga, let it burn. Set fire to a hater if he just don't wanna learn. Not looking for no handouts, only coming with a urn. Kick deep on the mic, hotter than your bitch burn.
to leave your favorite rapper in an urn. Talking about cremation around the nation. It's Nathan to take your buzz and get the back space in. And turn my bass up and leave the whole hood shaking. Partner, with this music we ain't playing. What the fuck you saying? We be out here slaying. Yo bitches we laying. Yo niggas they hating. That money we making. The fish then we taking it. We stay caked up like we got here baking it. Heat it to the pier, turn they ass to bake a bit. Call your bitch a bitch, shit, cause she flakes your shit. If I'm a nigga, I'm gonna stop it till I'm nigga rich. Enemies left in the ditch. Pitch the fork, cause I don't need a mob for this. Lit the torch, and I'm about to lob this bitch. At the ports, I done laced it with bombs and shit. Had the sort, I hate it just for talking shit. They keep on talking it while I keep walking it. I swear they just don't want it. Watch you make a beat and they wanna hop on it. Cause I bring the heat straight flame like I'm lighting propane on the beat. You know, oh, so insane on the beat. Too elegant like a train on the beat. Get your bitch wet, watch her get trained on the beat.
Let it burn, ho.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. All my niggas riding with me and we cruising through the city. Got them blickies on me if a nigga wanna get up with me. If you see my brothers and we go forever, get them stitchy.
Papa with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was ballin' on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the line, your heart got so heavy. Thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me. But that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy.
Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
Pop a lot of beans. Scatter. So on the shit. I'll smash it, man. ABK shit. Fuck niggas ain't in this field, man. Fuck niggas in the crib, man.
Spaz, what up, homie?
These niggas ain't got no clout, homie. No clout, homie. Montana, man. Y'all know I rock, man. Shout out LMDK.
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 Shout out LMBM.
LMBM.
Free King Bank.
Until years from now, nigga. So just fucking spit it. Just let it rip on these niggas. Just let it rip. Yeah. Hey, said, why you flexing? You look precious. Boy, I leave you messy. Hey, bring your checks and I'm invested. Mama ain't need no stretching. Hey, no contesting. I'm a blessing. Do you get the message? Hey, learn a lesson through these sessions. Diamonds come from pressure. I keep it popping till my coffin. Y'all gon' see the effort. Hey, get to walking. They start talking. Something needs some pepper. Hey, they're my brothers. Different mothers. Who you think you're touching? Hey, get some butter for these dummies. We gon' eat some breakfast.
Coming for the top, I cannot fuck with no ops. Said I'm coming for the top, said I'm coming for the top. Cannot fuck with dots, nigga gotta get the guap.
Gon' keep it poppin', I hope my flow is moving your shoulders. There is no stopping, my GPS keep moving me forward. I get too cocky, that's why you never see me sober. I keep on smoking, it made me really nice with these jokers. Deep down I'm focused, need a token, why my fucking lonely. The game I'm choking, I'm devoted, y'all gon' get the notion. Yes, I was broken, I was frozen, now I'm feeling chosen. Try two doses of this poem. This shit way too poet. Don't carry Ruger, that don't mean I aimin' through it, ayy. My stepdad stole my trampoline, but Koki blew it, ayy. He grabbed the knife and grabbed my mind, said he gon' do it, ayy.
He put that shit right to a belly, then he moved it, ayy. It's that fuck shit that done led me to the music, ayy. I'm a blessing sent to mama, I'ma prove it, ayy. Ain't no rest till I'ma gonna keep him moving, ayy. That's why I'm stressing over shit they think is stupid. When I hop on this shit, I knock it like dominoes. I like them ratchet, I ain't got time for no snobby hoes. Yeah, that's my brother, that's my slime, I'm talking snotty nose. I'm loving how the beat is tasting like some sloppy joe. I'm trying to get the paper ASAP like I'm Rocky though. Hey, yeah, that's my brother, call a socket though. Hey, I'm trying to keep that green shit up inside my pocket though. Hey, I wanna have so much, I look it like a wallet though. Hey, niggas violent though, they ain't really violent though. I stay silent though, I watch my money climbing though. Hey, that's why I'm rhyming ho, where's my deal? I'm signing though, ain't he perfect timing though? Look on rich with diamonds, ho. Ayy, I keep on finding flows. No, you feel the climate though. Ayy, I'm colder than the shit that took off half the dinosaurs. Ayy, yeah, I wrote a bitch, my nigga, this a mild dose. And I don't owe a bitch, I say that till I'm dying though.
Niggas, I swear that they toxic. Being broke isn't forced, it's an option. At least that's how it look from where I sit. Deserved it, so I went and got it. Taking flight and I sit in the cockpit. Yeah, Houston, we might have a problem. Cause I just took off like a rocket. And I know you niggas want my shit. Devising the plan and they plot. And that's why I keep me a sidekick. And that's why this rocket on my hip. When me and my baby be shopping, I know all these niggas be watching. They wondering how did I cop it. How I afford this foreign I'm in. How I provide this life for my kids. To get success you need the knowledge, but not the kind you get in college. I swear when you're ready you'll find it. That bullshit you wasting your time with. You need to quit dreaming and stop it. Yeah nigga, cause that is your problem. While you asleep, I was grinding. Being broke, I saw it as a problem. Had no other option but solve it. It took a little while, but I got it. While you asleep, I was grinding. Now when I talk money, the topic. Now when I talk money, the topic. While you asleep, I was grinding. While you asleep, I was grinding. Got me fucked up if you think I'm the same as you, niggas. While you asleep, I was grinding. I had to eat, had to fill up my plate on you, niggas. While you asleep, I was grinding. Got me fucked up if you thought I would wait on you, niggas. While you asleep, I was grinding. Ain't no more love, no, it ain't no more saving you, niggas. While you asleep, I was grinding. Say, while you asleep, I was grinding. While you asleep, I was grinding. Say, why you asleep, I was grinding. Now, nigga, we not the same. I'm in a whole different lane, whole different lane. I just took off like a plane. I just took off like a plane, off like a plane. Now, nigga, we not the same. No, nigga, we not the same. We not the same. I'm in a whole different lane, yeah. Whole different lane.
Roll up, nigga. It don't take shit lightly on them. I'm asking the world to please forgive me for everything I've done. If you could just get me to ready to get this contract. Money make AJ. Money make it big.
You imagine the madness. Blood and sacrifice, niggas going to take my life. You imagine the madness. Imagine the madness. The blood and sacrifice. If it just me and my mama, I'm her only son. She had a dope with her husband. He fucking left and run. He fucking left and dead. He ain't no money. He don't let me.
got them bags off of me, and got them Big Macs. I kept a nigga safe for, kept niggas give me that. Met a lot of friends, but I need them in the end. I had to face a pen, now I'm shooting in the end. My mama only son, nigga only sometimes. She was a badass bitch, always on the fucking grind. Right now we ain't speaking, sometime I got me tweaking. I'm on this old Lord, pushing in his soul door. And niggas don't know these days. These niggas don't know these sacrifices. I'm in the cut, I'm trying to live, I'm trying to spread my life. I'm trying to spread this world without fucking getting killed. These niggas out here, all fucking getting killed. These niggas every day. These niggas I sacrifice. These niggas I pay my way. These niggas I live my life. My name is Money AZ. I'm from these fucking streets. This is Big City and I'm going down in history. They got this shit for days. I had to sacrifice. It's me and my damn mama. Goddamn, I got it right. Ain't never made it though. You cannot pay me though.
Know what I'm talking about, Lula?
Imagine lady going to school, niggas bully, niggas gotta kick up on his son. You gotta kick up, kick up, kick up, kick up every day. Niggas like fucking ways, niggas bad in their ways. To be ignorant, that's the way. Nigga punch you in your face. God damn, don't punch me in my face. God damn, he punched him in his face and took up in the chain. Nigga, I stood 101, standing here 101. I chased a nigga up the street with my grandma's shotgun, almost with the juvenile. I swear I was gonna kill that nigga if he ever touched me again. I was gonna kill that nigga. I mean, I was gonna kill that nigga. Yeah, I know I'm killing niggas. I had to sacrifice. Nigga, this my fucking life. These is the shit for days. I had to sacrifice. Imagine hungry on the strip, you gotta get it right. 11 left my parents' house, I had to get it right. Next thing I was facing, bitch, fuck it, I'm getting it right. I got this shit for days, I had to sacrifice. And now they pay me days. I'm a million in these ways, I'm a million in these toasts. I got this toast, I boast. I'm keeping on these things, dipping on this fighting coast. I got this shit for days. I mean, I sacrificed. I had to live my way. I had to sacrifice. Imagine holding you on the strip. Gotta live your life. I had to put the toast at his ass. I mean, I ain't wanna do that, but fuck it. I had to live my life. I got this shit for days. I had to live my life.
And we are back. If you are not just tuning in, it's your boy B Trey and Man T Rell, and we are talking about what's going on in the music industry with this Rona going around.
That's one of the famous nicknames for it now.
On the real Rona. Everybody's been calling it Rona.
Pretty much. Have you seen any artists right now doing anything?
I have not heard anything, bro. I've heard a lot of stuff shut down. I haven't heard anything as far as, like, oh, touring this, touring that. I've not heard anything, bro. I've not heard any news on hip-hop at all. Like, as far as, like, new stuff, like, popping up and everything. Everything else I've heard, it's not been nothing too good. I wouldn't ask,
but you know.
Nah, I ain't gonna ask. What you gonna ask?
What'd you hear that was bad?
Oh, yeah, I can't tell you. I ain't trying to have no bad position for no artist. That would be not in my interest as what I am trying to do.
Suge Knight gonna be at your door again.
Huh?
I said Suge Knight gonna be at your door again.
Yeah. Should get back to me on that one. That's some more other shit. So we just gonna say
You say what?
As far as everything I've heard, it's affected the I want to say it's affected music as far as closing us down, but as far as, like, entertainment, in general, the NBA is shut the hell down.
All the way down.
And they're talking, yeah, and they're talking about reopening that shit, like, mid-June, late June. And that's playoffs, bro.
It went from April to June? Wow. Playoffs. That's
what I heard
is June. Man, that's and it really is, and it's also really bad for baseball. Little do people know, because you know spring training is up, it's like damn near now, and then you know usually they play up until October, and then that's it. But now it's looking into more of the winter time. It's like, so do you cut the MLB season short?
Yeah, you probably wouldn't cut it short. You just probably started a little later. That's what I would say. You wouldn't cut it short. You would just start it a little later. Because as of right now, kind of consider like this, even if the NBA start again at June, what's stopping it from starting late again as far as the season?
That's true. I don't even know how many games they play. So they play a lot of them.
Just think about it. That's damn. It's all right, look. It's basically half the season, bro. Because All Star weekend just happened.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Basketball players had about 21 games left.
Yeah. And you got teams like the. Motherfucking the Pelicans are trying to come up. You got the Portland Trailblazers are still trying to make it in the
it's
crazy, so. I feel
nice
like
it's a little
fourth world. Huh?
Yeah, they're definitely trying to make a little run.
Yeah. So I'm saying, I feel like it affected the sports world way more than it affected the music world. Like, music, you can hit the studio or the booth or whatever with your crew people. You know what I'm saying? Just go in, do magic, produce, you know what I'm saying? Spit out that shit. And then you can wait to perform your shows. So right now, I mean, I when all of this shit over with, I want show after show after show after show. Because, I mean, like, during this time, like, I ain't got nothing to do but spit. You know what I'm saying? Got nothing to do but spit.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, as far as, J. Cole probably gonna come out with an album. You know he in the lab. He don't need that motherfucker.
There's quite a few artists who...
Kendrick,
I believe there was a list on the My Mixtapes. They post on Twitter every so often. It was like 20 artists who was dropping this year. Let's see, who dropped this year so far? Wayne dropped, Uzi dropped, G Herbo dropped. Big Sean was on that list. J. Cole was on that list, along with the people he was with when he dropped his last little project. I'm anxious to hear Big Sean again because it's been a while for him.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite artists. But I'm happy he's back in the game. I heard he was going through some stuff. I'm happy he's healthy again, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like also he's underrated, man. He's so talented to me. People, he's so underrated, like Fabulous. Those two guys are underrated.
Fabulous is not underrated.
Cool.
Everybody know exactly how cold Fabulous is. I'm not trying to hear that about Fabulous. I've not heard anybody say Fabulous is weak or anything. Fabulous is cold.
No. Fabulous. I'm not saying that somebody would call them weak. They just don't put them in that top 10 category list of rappers or lyricists. And they should, because that man be spitting. Shit.
I mean, honestly, though, I mean, is he in your top 10?
He's in my top 10. not my top five.
What's your top ten right now, then?
I gotta see. I gotta get a pen and paper, write it out. But you know, I got my top five. He's in my ten. Once I write out a list of ten, he might even be like number eight on the list.
He might be number eight.
He might be number eight.
Fabulous will be, I want to say, Fabulous is probably, if we want to go on actual songs or like lyricism, Fabulous will be my, I want to say, like five. Like, no, he got to be like, he top like six or seven for me.
I can see the mid 2010 till now versus the early years of FOBOLOUS. You know, that was first travel was kind of there.
Oh, can you be my superhero? can you be my superhero? I fuck with that shit.
Don't catch him.
When he came out with that bridge.
That's when he started to ring little bells in there. Those freestyles on Rap City with Big Tigger, Tiger, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, okay, that was just something, you know, he got something. Because at first, you know, like I said, when he first came out, I'm like, yeah, you know, all this nigga do is spell out his fucking name.
I feel you, bro. I liked that shit, G.
I just bet you did.
I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I was like FABOLOUS. I was like, hey. And every time I spell that shit with his ass, Loso, just in case you ain't know, so don't like that. This nigga wordplay so damn clever.
And he do got hella wordplay. Joel Santana was another one before he got all nuts.
You said who?
Joel Santana.
Joel Santana was never in my top five. I fuck with him, but he was never in my top five.
What? Back in those Dipset days? What?
Girl, I feel there's a lot of people I fuck with, but they not in my top five.
I mean,
you
should be in
top
the top 10, not five.
Huh? He not in my top 10 either.
Oh shit! Now we got a problem because he ain't in your top 10.
Nope. Look, in no specific order. I got Jay-Z on my top five. I mean top 10. I got who
in your top five?
Lyrically, I got Jay-Z. I got Eminem up there. I got Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
I got Royce the 5'9".
Okay.
Lyrically, let's see. Who else? I got Cassidy up there.
Hold on. Now we gotta pause the list. Cassidy, that's a tough one for me to have Cassidy up there because for me, his wordplay mainly for me was in the battle rap world versus album.
See me?
Like on
all
the
right,
beat,
look,
it's like,
I'm gonna let you know like this.
He did have a few songs where he murdered shit, like that 6 minutes of hell with him, Fabulous and Wayne, like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, but some of his other shit, I'm like, I hear him more lyrically doing the battle shit.
All you heard was mainstream, I'm signed to a label, I'm about to make whatever song this label want me to do, Cassidy. You ain't heard the mixtapes. You ain't heard 777 mixtape. You ain't heard the Lost.
No, I listened to the mixtape, but it wasn't. For me, he's like Freeway. I'd rather hear Freeway without a fucking beat.
Oh, hell
no.
I mean, Freeway. I like Freeway, but once again, he's not in my top 10. Joe Budden is in my top 10.
He's not even in my damn top 20. You said Joe Budden?
Joe Budden is in my top 10.
He low key be spitting some shit.
I'm sorry, but Joe Budden, I started listening to Joe Budden right after Def Jam Vendetta came out.
A lot of people shut him out. A lot of people shut him out because of that Pump Me Up shit. And they ain't never really, you know, after that, they didn't take him serious enough to listen to the shit that he's actually spitting on. That boy got lyrics.
He has bars, and motherfuckers only know Joe for being the dickhead. I mean, the dick that he beats to people, you know what I'm saying? When he be being real, people call him a dick.
Right.
He just be being honest. Shit, that's how
he
feel. But on the crowd, this man is deep. Like, he go deep. Mouse, House Button, this nigga cold. I mean, he got ate up by Saigon, which is another one of my top 10. But I fuck him. All
right, you naming a lot of your top 10. All right, now name them from 1 to 10.
10? Jay-Z, number one. I guess Eminem, number two. I want to say Royce the 5'9". I want to put J. Cole in a 4. 5, I'll say Lil Wayne.
Okay.
6, I'll say Talib Kweli. Then I'll say Busta. Then I'll say Jarrell Ortiz. Then I'll say Kanye. I'm averaging out Kanye. If Kanye was still the Kanye from Through the Wire Kanye, then I'll say Kanye West was like number 2. But Kanye West averaged out through his whole career. He kind of up there at 8. Who else? 9 and 10. I'll probably say Crooked Eye. Crooked Eye at 9. And then Cassidy at 10. Nah.
Cassidy.
Cassidy, dude.
Stretch for me. That'd be a stretch. He'd have to be like.
Matter of fact, I'll put Cassidy at 9, Fabulous at 10, Crooked Eye. I'll take Crooked Eye out because Crooked Eye stopped rapping. For Loso in
there, okay.
Just in case you ain't
Loso. Don't just put my man in there just to give him a sympathy 10 and shit.
No, matter of fact.
Or was that a 9, sympathy 9?
Nah, hold on. I think, okay, Jay-Z, Eminem. I got to put my hand, you know, you got to count with your fingers. Got Jay-Z, Eminem, Royce da 5'9", then it's Lil Wayne, then it's Cassidy, then it's Lil Wayne, then it's Jadakiss. I can't forget about Mwah. I love that nigga. That nigga cold. Then it's Busta. Matter of fact, it's Busta Rhymes, then Jadakiss, then Justin Bieber.
He's not a rapper though.
I from what I heard him rap, I every song that I've heard Justin Bieber rap, I fuck with. His freestyle on his love freestyle.
He can freestyle, but I look at him the way I look at Drake. To me, they're not rappers. They can rap like Chris Brown, do some shit. He can rap, but I just don't consider them rappers per se.
Okay.
But I like it. You know what I'm saying? I love it.
And I want to say,
get
arrested for Slaughterhouse. Shit, Drake. Everybody in Slaughterhouse as a conglomerate.
Yeah, I noticed you are. I noticed you're a Slaughterhouse fan. Definitely noticed that shit.
Okay. I love Shady. Everybody signs to Shady. Like, I got the same taste as Eminem got. Whoever he signed, like, I'll be fucking with them before he signed them. Like, I fuck with Rush Fire 9 because he was signed to them. But when Slaughterhouse wasn't signed to Shady, I was bumping that shit. Cuz put me on that shit. I was in the car like, damn, these niggas going back to back. I was in my best motivational mood when I was listening to them. And every time, like, I listen to them, I want to write a song because they be like, kill this shit. I want to murder their ass. That's the motivation I be having. But damn, shit, there's not a lot of people. Oh, shit, never mind. Number 10, Young Dro. Fuck everybody.
Oh, my God. We just talked about this, and I don't understand. You have to explain why you put Young Joe there. To me, nah. I mean, he's said some shit, but nah. Why?
That's another nigga that I – because he's lyrical as fuck, and don't nobody rap like him. Cause you can put a lot of these rappers in categories. Can you not? Yes or no? This officer, yes or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, he had his own little style. He had his own little style.
Exactly. You can put a lot. You can damn near put Lil Wayne and Drake in the same category as rappers, right?
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. You put Nicki Minaj and Cardi B in the same category as rappers, basically, right? You can put all the Migos in the same category as rappers. But you can't put nobody in the category as Young Dro.
As Young Dro. Okay, I can see. Okay, so you break it down like that. I feel
Sour
like.
Apple Green, my whip gray like Grandpa. That nigga is this nigga be spitting. And then all his hooks be cold. Like all his hooks
oh,
is cold.
You know what?
We be in the city with it. All my niggas
you
really
know what,
with
it. 2 Chainz and Dro are similar to me.
Hell no.
Just them two. Just the style of they rap and how they say shit is similar to me. Just a little bit, because it's kind of unique, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to think of a 2 Chainz verse already. Now I'm drawing blanks because I'm on the spot and shit.
Okay, no.
So like,
all right, how about this? Topic of discussion for the next month, for the Tuesday, it can be like rappers. So we're going to review who sound alike, and we're going to put these rappers in categories.
And I'm starting off with 2 Chainz and Young Dro. We can definitely do that. I'm starting off with Dro and 2 Chainz. So I can go do my homework on this one.
Yeah, I want to hear this because Dro is my favorite, one of my favorite rappers, like I said. And I don't think you can put – all right, Dan, look, all right, about this there. What category can you put Eminem in? Who you can put in another category, Eminem, other than white rap?
Nobody. Oh, Kendrick Lamar. I can put Kendrick Lamar up there.
Kendrick Lamar can't get put in the category either. You want to know why?
Why?
That nigga weird in a good way.
Eminem was weird in a good way.
Nah, Eminem weird on some whole kids don't listen to him. Hey, I'm about to sue this nigga. Kid, Eminem will have you on some whole other shit. Kendrick Lamar is the type of dude that attacked the track so many times, the same beat so many times differently on one song, that nigga, you would think 2 different motherfuckers rapping on that bitch.
I'm putting them in the same category. So I'm going to do my homework.
You can't.
Both.
I can't.
I'm putting them in the category.
You can't put Eminem in the category as Kendrick Lamar. You really can't. They are. I don't see no type of like tendencies other than they can murder a track, any track that you put them on.
I'm going to do my homework, bro.
And
you're going to be like, you know what? I agree.
They do got a couple songs together.
Yeah, you can kind of, you know what I'm saying?
No. But they attacked it 2 different ways. And like I said, in that one verse that he on, he attacked that bitch 3 different ways. Kendrick Lamar attacked that bitch 3 different ways. That nigga said he rapped like he was, then that nigga hopped on the phone. That Eminem was just rapping. Kendrick Lamar hopped on the phone and then hopped off the phone and then rapped on the voicemail. This nigga Kendrick Lamar is weird, G.
I put them in the same, man. Like that track he did, Monster with Juice WRLD. Like, that shit was bananas. Like, he rapping about some shit at the beginning, and then the last verse was, like, nasty. 100-something words.
Monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was
no, you can put Eminem on in the same category as Busta Rhymes. But then
no,
again, you can't.
Hell
Busta
no.
Rhymes can put in the category
no.
with a lot of people. Though.
Yeah, but not him. I can't put him up there with him. Not in that category.
I mean, whatever category you put Busta Rhymes in, he'd be on top of that category, the best in that category. But like I said, it's a lot of people out there that try to imitate him.
But back to Eminem, they're both weird, so that puts them in that weird category when they got
That's a different type of shit. Like Eminem is that motherfucker that like he can get his shit banned in the country. Like, he going to get his shit. He get literally get his shit banned from playing plays in some place. Some small town is, like, it's probably illegal to play Eminem. But the nigga still go platinum. He can say fuck, pussy, all the types of shit. Eminem can say whatever he wants to on the track, and it's going to sell. Eminem, all you track can make a weak album, say it's a weak album, have people diss him about a weak album, and then diss that person back, and everybody be like, damn, and they come out with a great album.
Hey, man, I'm going to do my homework, and we going to have a whole different mindset. All
right, you come out with, give me, I want, let's see, how many like rappers we going to have? How many similar rappers we gonna have?
So far we got two. Let's do five. 10 artists, but it'll be five, you know, five comparisons.
Okay.
We got
you come out,
four
you
artists.
You come out with
already.
We're gonna put it like this, dude. You come up with two pairs. I come up with two pairs. And then the last one gonna be 2 Chainz and Young Dro. You gonna come out? You gonna talk about how you think they're the same? I'm gonna talk about how them niggas is different. You know what I'm saying?
Got
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. And then you gonna come up with 2 different pairs of artists that you think you feel like are the like can be in the, put in the same category. I'm gonna do the same thing, and we gonna have a discussion about all 5 pairs.
Got you.
Alright, on Tuesday, that's what we gonna do. Shit. All right, man. Shit, I feel like that's a good note to end it on.
Tune in to next Tuesday in our show, as we just discussed. It's going to be a very interesting Tuesday.
Big facts. I'm going to play us out, and then I'm going to talk to you guys later.
And good night.
Yep, good night.
I'm so high, I'm so high, it's like I'm home, cause now that's the sun and it shines, I'm but getting pretty fine. I'm so fly, I'm so high, it's like I'm on cloud nine, got the sun and it shines, I'm looking pretty fine. Life is what you really make it, I put my best foot forward, cause I'ma take it. My heart keeps chasing, cause in my mind, can I really take it? But I got dedication. These broke niggas called really racing, trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing. Smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid thoughts in my mind. That is okay, that is fine. Problems, I got 99. I'm humble, I'ma let you shine. But don't be crying when I'm there, cause I'ma make it. I've been to war, I got the scars, now I'm coming for everyone that ever doubted me, including family. Now you bitch niggas can't see. I'm so fly, I'm so high, feel like I'm on cloud nine. Got the sun and it shines, I'm looking pretty fine. I'm so fly, I'm so high, feel like I'm on cloud nine. Got the sun and it shines, I'm looking. Thought a bad bitch wouldn't see you. I make moves like a real dude. I'm too rude. They say, why Maya got such an attitude?
Never care.
Y'all just got me fucked up. But y'all lucked up. Cause this world is real fucked up. And I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day D-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up from the flow up. Just the shit that rich niggas pull up. Don't come for real unless you pay my bills. Showing me thrills. So buying me meals are giving me chills. And that goes to all you dusty niggas, that's so real. That's what your niggas lacking in, sex appeal.